This is Ken.
Hello, Ken. How are you? I
Hello.
hear. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, Ken. Mike here with Often Mazer.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. Is this a good time? Or am I holding you up with
Sure.
thunder? Okay.
No, you're not
So.
holding me up. I just got back to the office. What's up?
All right. Thank you.
You got
So.
my email?
Yeah, in fact, I replied back to your email earlier today, and I just wanted to, check and see if you got a chance to look at it.
I didn't see your reply.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
I've been on my, I just left to go get a FedEx. So earlier today, was it like an hour ago?
I think about two hours ago. So if you when you look at the email, you'd notice that I'd say I was in a literary mood today, early in the morning, and I sent a long reply to. Sorry?
You mean you wrote a lot,
Yeah, exactly.
Mike?
Yeah. So you had a one-liner question, and I sent like a whole email, with about four pointers and whatnot. So I just wanted to make sure there's no ambiguity when you go through it. So if you could look at that right now and we could go through it together, that'd be great so I can answer any questions you have.
Trying to find it, Mike.
Okay.
Not here.
It should be on the same thread,
Not
that
here.
you sent the last email to.
Well, let me look it up this way. Let me, Mike. I'll do a search.
Okay, thank you.
Oh yeah, I found it. Why was
Right.
it hidden?
And then at a closer look, you may even realize that I didn't have my first coffee of the day by then. So at one point, I wrote that there's two reasons why we would recommend something better than Shopify, but then I wrote four. So anyway, so let's go through the email real quick and let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, Shopify is a good platform without a doubt. We do process full skill set and dedicated team for Shopify development. However, two reasons are now four
Actually
reasons.
four, yeah.
Shopify is not an
Yeah.
open source. It doesn't give you access to server-side code, which means you won't be able to modify the code side of your store.
Now,
Got
that
it.
example I gave you
So,
is pretty recent, and this company, Slapshore, they had to, we faced a similar situation, and this narrates exactly the same. So you just go through it and let me know.
okay. As a recurring subscription fee starting at $29 a month, and is that for each one we use, or is that for the whole, would be for everybody? $29 a month would get expensive.
$29 a month is the basic fee for a store on Shopify, right? So your platform is going to cost you $29 starting out, but then, they have a
And we
$79.
would have Shopify. Mike, wouldn't we have to do a Shopify for each of the wineries?
No, that's not the case. When you talk about a marketplace, it's still one store, it's one platform. So each platform and not each winery is going to be costing you $29. So it's just $29 at start that you're looking at.
Got it, but each of those wineries would get paid individually, correct? That still works that way.
Exactly, yeah. That still works that way.
Okay, Shopify is heavily dependent on third-party apps. Shopify has its own payment gateway. Yeah, we use our own gateway as well for all of our stuff, our other websites.
Exactly, yes. So,
Shopify, exactly the same as Stripe. Are you using Stripe?
We use Stripe, and you know, there's a lot of you know reputable companies that use Stripe. So Stripe is not like a small company. It's you know, it's a huge, it's
We
a pretty
used them
reputable.
before.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I've used Stripe in the past when we did our runs. Everything was on Stripe.
Right. The best part in your case with Stripe is that it has a lot of options, even with a marketplace kind of a platform that we are looking to build, right? And I sent you a link in one of the previous emails where you had a question from Michelle, and I answered that with a link to Stripe. And I think there were about 5 or 6 different methods they offer for payments to be processed on a marketplace. And we initially decided we would go with one of those methods, but then you suggested something else, and therefore we had another option that was, you know, pretty similar to the kind of payment, you know, dispersion you guys were looking for. So do you remember that email?
I don't.
All right.
I'm looking at Michelle's on this thread too, but I'm seeing if that's on here. Administrative web panel, payments management. This is probably Michelle, Mike, this is your answer. PDF.
Okay, so I found the email. Yeah, this is exactly the one you're looking at. So, you know, the one with the blue answer. The first one is the first answer in blue is what I'm referring to.
Oh, got it. There is many payment processor options. However, we recommend Stripe. Stripe is well reputed. I've used Stripe before. I know they're pretty good.
Right. And, you know, if you read through the second paragraph, so Stripe has this product that's called Stripe Connect, right? That's a marketplace payments processor. Not too sure if you're very familiar with Stripe Connect, but Stripe Connect has, even Stripe Connect has like 6 different ways of processing payments. And if you click on this hyperlink that I sent, stripe.com/connect, you'd find that underneath this page you see, you know, 6 methods they use to process the payment. So the whole point here, what I'm trying to say, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, with Stripe, we know how this is going to work out, right? And you, even if we have to, you know, change gears mid-project, we will be able to do it, because they just have so many options, right? They're so, you know, they're so mature in terms of what they offer.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with Stripe, Mike. I'm comfortable.
Right. And then, you know, keeping aside the payment processor, and just to, you know, take this opportunity to give you a better idea of the platform itself, we're going with a custom platform. Now, even if you are not 100% certain in terms of your decision on whether you want to go with an open source technology or you want to go with a proprietary technology, something like Shopify or BigCommerce or, you know, Shopify, let's say, we could keep that for the discovery phase as well. So let's say, I think you mentioned in the email that you wanted to start before the week ends, and if that's the kind of deadline that you have for yourself, that's perfectly all right, even if we don't come to a conclusion about the tech stack, right? Because when we get to the discovery phase, what I'll do is I'll, you know, just in case, I'll have my team look at Shopify as a second alternative as well, and we will try and figure out how many third-party APIs, third-party applications we need to integrate, what is going to be the recurring monthly cost of them, and what is going to be the eventual accumulative total you'd be looking at if you go for Shopify and not the open source technology. However, I think in your case, open source technology, something like a custom framework, is going to be a no-brainer, right? Because you may in the future, with the kind of requirements you have right now, it's still doable with most kind of platforms, but as the platform evolves, and we have more different kinds of features that we may want to build into this application, we may have to have server-side access that's not possible with, you know, a proprietary technology versus an open-source technology, as the name says.
Okay. So being open-source, is Stripe open-source?
So Stripe's a payment, it's a payment platform. It doesn't have to be open source because it has to be secure on the flip side, right? So Stripe is just the payment gateway that you guys would be using.
That's just the payment gateway we're using. Got it.
Right.
So
let me answer it this way.
It connects to Stripe Gateway for the processing.
Not sure if I understand you, but let me try and say it this way, right? So Stripe is not an 100% alternative of Shopify, right? Because Shopify is an e-commerce platform. Stripe just processes payments on others' platforms. So whether you have Shopify, you have an open source website, you have a WooCommerce, you can integrate Stripe to it just for the payment module itself, right? However, Shopify is a complete e-commerce solution. The alternative to Shopify, if we don't use Shopify, what we are using is custom PHP. That's the coding framework that we'll be using to build the platform for you on a custom basis rather than using a proprietary software that's already built.
Okay, so Stripe is the gateway for the processing like
Authorize.net.
Authorize.net, that's who we use.
Right, there you go.
So Authorize.net,
Shopify payments. Yeah.
Basically the same thing.
Exactly, yeah, there you go.
And we'll have to have an account with Stripe like we have an account with Authorize.net. So Authorize.net is with each of our different bank accounts, we have an Authorize.net account. And those Authorize.net accounts, we can use them in multiple websites, but they go only to a certain bank account. They process to a bank account.
Well, then, if you want to keep Authorize.net and you're comfortable with it and you have a good relationship with them, like a good history with them, we could even use Authorize.net. The only reason why we did not select Authorize.net over Stripe is because Authorize.net, like you would already know, has a long underwriting process. And the second thing is there are two parts to a payment processing, right? One is the gateway, and the second one is a payment merchant, right? These are two requirements when you have to process a payment online. Now, you wouldn't have to go into the details of what each of these two means, but you need to have both of these in order to process the payment online. Now, what Stripe does is that it gives you both of these together, bundled together in one product, right? It's one, you know, Stripe. When you sign up for Stripe, you're automatically signing up for both. However, with Authorize.net, they're just the payment gateway. And the other half of it, they outsource it or they have partners that you have to go through an extensive underwriting process with. However, since you say that you've already done that or you already signed up with Authorize.net and you have an account with them, you've already gone through the underwriting process, then we can even use them and you don't have to go with a second platform, be that Stripe or anyone else.
I understand what you're saying. However, my understanding of Authorize.net is Authorize.net processes into one account, and that's not going to work for this app because these are not going to process into one account. They cannot go through our account. These have to go to each individual account for each individual winery.
That I understand.
If we use Authorize.net, we would have to get, if I got 100 wineries, we'd have to get 100 Authorize.net keys or whatever. And they're $20 each. So that would be expensive.
Well, that doesn't sound familiar to me, I'll be honest with you. That may, in fact, not be 100% correct. I'll still check with the team. However, for now, let's say that Stripe is a good, you know, a platform to go with. It's a good choice. If my team says that, you know, Authorize.net works in a similar way, and for each of the vendors, you wouldn't have to have a separate key, which I'm almost confident is the case. You don't need, a separate account for each of your, members or for each of the vendors. In that case, we could just stick to Authorize.net and continue with them as well. Because what happens is how payment merchants actually work, Ken, is that let's say for Stripe, right? Now with Stripe, or for any other payment solution, your vendor would have to onboard Stripe the first time they sign up on your platform. And if you notice on the scope of the project as well, I mentioned that the first time they're signing up, there are three steps or probably four steps to signing up on the platform. One is where they provide their information, second where they provide their products and create their menu and everything, and a third one or a fourth one where they have to onboard Stripe and they have to create an account with Stripe, which is going to be easy and simple. But the idea is that any payment merchant works this way, and that's not going to cost you anything extra, at least with Stripe is what I'm 100% confident of.
Got it. Okay. All right. So how do we start? Our bank, somebody stole a check, a big check that we wrote somebody last week on our World of Wine bank account. And I have a fraud thing. We just got the money back. It was over $15,000.
Oh, wow.
Because they washed the check. So our account is on hold, but I think I can ACH money, I think.
I think that should be fine with us. So ACH or wire, whatever is comfortable with you, as long as you can go through it. You know, I can send you over details.
And I've got to go down to the bank anyway. So give me your information, or can you email me your information for ACH or wire?
Yeah, definitely. I'll send that over to you right after the call. Give me like 5 minutes, and I'll send it over to you.
And, God, I got to find. Sorry, Mike. I have thousands of emails.
That's
I have
all right.
To find the agreement to sign.
I can forward that to you again. That's not a problem. It'd be easier if my end to find it and just forward it to you. So I'll send it with the.
It would be fast.
Yeah, I'll send the most updated copy and that's also going to make sure I send you the most updated one. So I'll send that along with the, you know, the wire and the ACH details. So whatever is comfortable with you, just, you know, process the payment, make a signature on the document and send that over, and we should be good to go, hopefully, starting tomorrow.
Is it DocuSign? Is it an electronic signature?
Now, this one's simple. I sent it like a PDF copy. So, you know, what you have to do is, you know, probably just take a picture from your phone scanner and just, you know, make a signature on it on just the last page and send that over. Otherwise, if you want it through a PandaDoc, I can send it to you, PandaDoc as well.
I can print it out and scan it. So,
all right, so I can
use Acrobat, Adobe Acrobat, and I think I can sign it.
Yeah, you definitely can. So I'll send you the PDF and, you know, whatever is most comfortable to you. There's no hard and fast rule with that. So, you know, just sign that over, just the last page, and we should be good to go.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Ken, I'll let you go before the bank closes, and I'll send you the details right after the call in about 5 minutes. All right, thank you for your time.
All right.
I'll let you go.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.